From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Newark Mayor Cory Booker was reelected last night to a second term, and while he won a 59% majority, it wasn't the same clean sweep of 4 years ago. That's when his entire slate unseated the 20-year-old power base of Sharp James. Last night's victory comes amid tumultuous political and economic times, and it coincides with the opening of the first trial in the 2007 murders of three promising college students. Those gruesome execution-style killings were a low point in Booker's first term, and as Nancy Solomon reports, they threatened to derail his efforts to transform New Jersey's largest city.
On a hot summer night in August 2007, four friends were hanging out behind a neighborhood school when they were set upon by a group of young men believed to be gang members. One female was hacked with a machete and one was sexually assaulted. Then the teens were forced to kneel against a wall and were shot in the head. At the first trial for one of six defendants in the case, prosecutor Thomas McTeague described the students as good kids who did nothing to provoke the attack.
And otherwise, simple, happy night became 10 minutes of horror, chaos, and murder.
In the days that followed, it looked like Cory Booker's plan for revitalizing Newark was about to come unglued. Protesters were circling City Hall calling for his resignation, and the horrifying crime was making national news. Then, the father of one of the victims stood before the TV cameras.
Hello, America. My name is James Harvey. My son, Dashaun Harvey, was killed over the weekend. I don't blame Mayor Booker. It's not on Mayor Booker. It's on you guys. It's on the parents of the city of Newark or whoever you are in the world. It's on the parents. When you raise your kids up, you teach them right from wrong.
Because that moment was such a chilling national moment, I really think it got the community not only talking but really interacting about how we could stop the senseless murders and the senseless killings.
Ron Rice is a city councilman from the ward where the murders took place. In the days and weeks following the murders, he and Mayor Booker announced a dizzying number of programs. Booker persuaded a local foundation to fund $3.2 million worth of surveillance cameras. They improved recreation facilities for youth, boosted services for ex-cons, and spent more on policing. Booker held press conferences almost daily.
We have nothing short but the goal here in Newark, which is to rid our streets of illegal guns and the resulting gun violence in the city of Newark.
It paid off. Murders are down by nearly 60% since Booker took office. And this March, the city had its first murder-free month since 1966. Crime rates have been falling in large cities all over the Western world. But Todd Clear, dean of the Rutgers University School of Criminal Justice in Newark, says smaller, poor Rust Belt cities haven't been able to replicate that success. That makes Newark's turnaround even more remarkable.
We always used to map crimes by putting little colored pins in the wall. But now we look at crime really, we try to identify the people surrounding that place and identify how we can get the people who live there to become involved in solving the crime-related problems.
Clear says it's a combination of good policing and community outreach that's working in Newark. Even a simple painting project is part of this mix. At an elementary school on a recent Saturday, Tawanda McEachern and her organization, Supporting Our Sisters, are painting murals in the gym.
We may look at it as just painting the gym or just painting the school. The more kids in here, that's the less kids out there on the streets. And in addition to that, they get an opportunity to do something for somebody else other than themselves.
It's not that community service is anything new here, but this is the first time in many years that local organizations, city agencies, and the police are working together. The 59% support Booker received yesterday shows he's still distrusted by many Newarkers. He's often criticized as a carpetbagger from the suburbs who spends too much time outside the city hobnobbing with the rich and powerful. But now Booker has another 4 years in office, and as he pledged in the days after the 2007 murders, Newark is no longer defined by the violent crime that had held back its promise. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.